This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is due to plead guilty this week to violating U.S. espionage law in a deal that will end his imprisonment in Britain and allow him to return home to Australia, ending a long legal odyssey. The 52-year-old Assange has agreed to plead guilty to a single criminal count of conspiring to obtain and disclose classified U.S. national defense documents, according to filings in the U.S. District Court for the Northern Mariana Islands. Assange is due to be sentenced to 62 months of time already served at a hearing on Wednesday. He's expected to return home after that hearing. The European Union opens formal accession talks with Ukraine on Tuesday after Kyiv's decade-long effort to join the organization. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The launch of talks, though largely ceremonial, is an important step for a nation that has spilled blood and pushed through the reforms required in its pursuit of EU membership. Ukraine filed its request to join the EU days after Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. It sees membership as validation of its fight to embrace European values. Ukraine cleared initial hurdles to accession in December by showing progress in fighting corruption and rebuilding its judiciary, among other areas the EU considers fundamental. The negotiations with the EU are expected to take years to conclude.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Germany is concerned about rising violence on Israel's border, their foreign minister said on Monday.
Together with our partners, we are working hard on finding solutions that can prevent more suffering. The risk of an unintended escalation and of all-out war is growing by the day.
This is VOA News. A U.S.-backed proposal to wind down the 8-month-long war in Gaza has been cast into doubt after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would only agree to a partial ceasefire deal that would not end the war. His comments, made in an interview with a pro-Netanyahu Israeli TV channel late on Sunday, sparked an uproar from families of hostages held by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Netanyahu's comments did not deviate dramatically from what he said previously about his terms for a deal, but they come at a sensitive time and could represent another setback for mediators trying to end the war. In Khan Yunis's Nasser Hospital in Gaza, children await transfer out of the Gaza Strip to receive medical treatment for cancer and other illnesses. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh has more.
Dr. Ahmad Al-Farah told Reuters that nearly 50,000 patients were in need of transfer.
Some of them malignant diseases, cancer, some of them metabolic diseases, some of them immune deficiency diseases. And, of course, some of them injured by the explosive injury that they got in the war.
A group of UN-led agencies estimates that around 7% of Gazan children may be acutely malnourished, compared with 0.8% before the Israel-Hamas conflict began on October 7th.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh. A lawsuit challenges a new U.S. state of Louisiana law requiring classrooms to display the Ten Commandments, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Less than a week after Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the new Louisiana law, the American Civil Liberties Union, the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom from Religion Foundation have filed suit. They argue the mandate violates the separation of church and state and may alienate some students who are not Christian. Proponents say they're foundational documents of government. The Supreme Court in 1980 and in 2005 ruled Kentucky was violating the Constitution with a similar law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Kremlin on Monday dismissed fears Russia's historically restive North Caucasus region is facing a wave of violence after a series of coordinated weekend attacks on churches, synagogues, and police killed at least 20 in the southern Dagestan region. The attacks on Sunday came just 3 months after Islamic State group fighters killed more than 140 in a Moscow concert hall, the deadliest attack on Russia for almost 20 years, raising fresh questions about security in Russia. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.